Welcome to Compliance Perspectives. I'm your host, Courtney Nordrum, and with me today is Laura Ellis, who's Senior Counsel for the OIG at HHS, and she's here with Donna Thiel. Donna's the Chief Compliance Officer for Provider Trust. We're here today because we're going to talk about CIAs and how to have a successful experience with them. But first, Laura, I want to get your story. How'd you come to be Senior Counsel?
So I used to work with the Office of General Counsel at HHS, working with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And I moved over to the OIG because I was interested in protecting the trust fund. Through that, the Office of Inspector General, as you probably know, is responsible for corporate integrity agreements. Our office negotiates them, and then we monitor them during their 5 or 3 year period. And I became very interested in monitoring corporate integrity agreements and trying to help entities and individuals who are under corporate integrity agreements develop a more robust compliance program so that they could operate as providers within the Medicare and Medicaid programs more safely with a lessened risk of fraud, waste, or abuse, and thus also protect our programs and our beneficiaries.
Donna, how did you come to be the Chief Compliance Officer at Provider Trust?
So I started out in long-term care. I worked for a company called Extended Care House Services for my whole career. I worked there for 30 years, and believe it or not, I started out as a secretary and worked my way through every department in the organization minus the finance side. I was never an accountant. Leave that to my husband. But I worked through the clinical and IT and landed in the legal department when HIPAA came out. And I became the privacy officer, the security officer, and then our director of compliance left the organization. And so they asked me to take over corporate compliance. So that was my first opportunity for all of compliance in the organization. So that's when I met HCCA and came to the academy, got my certification, and became the director of compliance, eventually became the deputy compliance officer and the chief compliance officer. And during all that era, I went back to college and finished my degree. In the middle of that, wound up managing the compliance department and became the chief compliance officer. So I stayed with Extended Care. We were sold in June of 2015. At that time, we broke up into a smaller organization. I stayed with that company for about 18 months as their chief compliance officer. And then in September, the Provider Trust team asked me to join them and create a new compliance integrity division of their company. So I decided to give it a shot, try it from the other side, being a consultant versus the day-to-day stressors of a compliance officer. So now I'm here and loving the opportunity to really help other compliance officers hopefully have a little less stress in their life than I did on a daily basis as the chief compliance officer.
Laura and Donna are on site here at the Compliance Institute, and they're speaking. They have a session coming up right after we're recording this on how to have a successful corporate integrity agreement. Why did you submit a proposal for that topic?
Well, I think we decided jointly that it would be a good opportunity. It's now that I'm not working as the chief compliance officer, I think it's a little easier for Laura and I to present together. And certainly as the compliance officer under a corporate integrity agreement, there's the woe is me, pity party, this isn't fair situation at first. And then you kind of get into it and realize that there's an opportunity to really make the most of the situation. And I know from the OIG's perspective, they always see the upside of the corporate integrity agreement being an improved compliance program. So I think I was past the pity party and ready to sit down and talk about how you really do need to take advantage of a corporate integrity agreement, even though it's a frustrating process, and make the most of it. And I think Laura and I have a good relationship, and it was just a good opportunity for us to try to show a little bit more positive side to having a corporate integrity agreement.
And that was particularly the case because, as Donna said, we had worked on from different sides on the same corporate integrity agreement. I was the monitor, she was the chief compliance officer, and so we had experiences with one another, and thus people could see our different perspectives, and also to some extent, when appropriate or when she agreed, Donna would validate some of the things that I was saying. And so we thought it would be a good experience for people.
And it's a really good example of how organizations and the OIG's office can work together and be cooperative and collaborative rather than butt heads.
What I say to compliance officers after they've signed the CIA is, we see this as a new day. The litigation is done. You've agreed to enter into a corporate integrity agreement. I am now here to work with you to make the most out of this corporate integrity agreement and to let you have a successful experience so that you can graduate, as it were, from the corporate integrity agreement and continue to grow and have a really strong and more robust compliance program.
And I think our message consistently was, you can't be successful with a corporate integrity agreement if you go into it with the attitude of, I'm not going to get along with the monitor and the OIG is terrible and bad. And I think the only way to be successful with the corporate integrity agreement is to really partner with the OIG. And it's not that they become your best friend or anything like that, but you do have to rely on them and you have to trust that you can be open and honest and ask questions, at least in my opinion, in order to get through this five-year relationship.
When you're giving your session and when you're developing what you're going to talk about, what were the big points that you wanted to make sure came through?
So I had several. One was communicate with your OIG monitor and make sure that you talk with them and ask questions of them and so forth. Another thing was, if at all possible, be involved in the negotiations and be involved in the preparation for setting for getting things going before the corporate integrity agreement is actually signed. And then the other two points that I wanted to make was, it's very important that people in your organization understand this is intended to benefit the organization rather than just be punitive measures put on the organization, and to try and have a goal from fairly early on during your period of the compliance of the corporate integrity agreement about where you want to end up and how you are going to transition from being under a corporate integrity agreement to having a successful compliance program without the corporate integrity agreement.
And from my perspective, one of the important things for me was the fact that it's okay to have a pity party at first, but it has to be short and sweet and you need to move on. And really the preparation pre-CIA was so important. And we talked about in our presentation that the negotiations go on for a very long time and you can't wait until the CIA is signed to get started, because the requirements within the corporate integrity agreement are vast and take a lot of time and effort and resources. And most compliance departments going into a CIA probably aren't staffed the way you'll need to be staffed going forward. And if you don't have a lot of due diligence done ahead of time and planning and budgeting and resources, you're not going to be successful. That first 90 days or 120 days of implementation goes really fast. So that was really important to me. And the other thing was really leveraging the resources. Most compliance officers, we never feel we have enough resources in our department.
Yes.
Or in our organization. And all of a sudden with a corporate integrity agreement, you likely have an IRO or a quality monitor or both in my case. You also have the OIG. You have resources that you've never had before, and you're paying for them. You're paying a lot of money for them. And if you just kind of walk the walk and don't really learn from that, you're wasting time and money. So really trying to help people realize that there are great new resources that are going to be available to you, and you should be taking advantage of that to improve your compliance program throughout those 5 years.
Donna, what did you find to be the most challenging under the CIA?
Oh my, I would say the administrative part of it. There's a lot of just tasks that you feel like you're doing. When you're with the quality monitor, for me at least, when I was in the field and working, I could see myself growing and improving, and I felt like I was becoming a better compliance officer each and every day. Mm-hmm. But when I was writing a report or responding to, so we had our reports that we had to do for the OIG, but we also had reports that we had to respond to from the quality monitor. And so every report you wrote, you got a response, and then you had to respond to the response. And by the time you responded to the response of the first one, you were writing the next one's response. So it was a lot of writing, where I felt like that would be the part that if I was like recreating a corporate integrity agreement, I would try to encourage maybe less writing and more communicating and more teaching. And then the training from a quality monitoring perspective or from a quality CIA, the training is huge. We had 25,000 employees, and so trying to manage the monitoring of the training, I had two full-time people that did just that. And again, when you're looking at an organization where you're trying to improve your quality, sometimes you're training not necessarily on the topics that you should necessarily be the focus. So the training and the administrative part would be the part for me that was the most maybe frustrating or the most difficult, just from a workload perspective.
Laura, what do you see as common challenges as organizations go through their integrity agreements?
So I think common challenges are changing the mindset, the organization, and figuring out how to put together a good risk assessment team, and just trying to get people to understand that compliance is going to need to be a way of life and to incorporate it in their day-to-day work life would be common challenges that people face under a CIA.
What was the most successful result of the agreement?
I would definitely say the change in mindset that as a compliance officer, we need to spend more time in the field. I think Laura and I have talked about this a lot, that for me, when you're managing a very large organization, as the compliance officer, you always feel like you have to be in the office, right? You have to be in every meeting, you have to manage everything that comes out of the sky is falling on you, and you really don't ever own your day. And so that's your excuse for always having to kind of live at the corporate office. And under our quality CIA, we had a quality monitor, and we did center visits very frequently. We did them a lot. And I participated in every one of those visits. And then after probably the first year of doing those visits, then I started doing my own visit separate from the monitor, and just really realized I always knew I loved being in my centers. You know, you're not in long-term care if you don't love the nursing homes and the residents and the staff, but you lose that when you spend too much time at the corporate office. So I feel like the biggest thing I gained was the reminder that I needed to be in the field, the value of being in the field, and the connection that I made with the staff. This might sound silly, but our compliance hotline poster is pink. And so every visit, I always wore pink. And the reason I did that was one of my first visits, the director of nursing was down the hallway, and I always do rounds by myself when I first get to the center, just to walk around and talk with folks. And I had a pink blazer on that day, and she was all the way down the hallway, and she came around the corner, and she and I had never met before. We've certainly spoken many times, but never met in person. And she looked at me, and she said, "Pink blazer, pink poster, you have to be Donathea, the compliance officer." Wow. And from that day forward, I always wore pink on our center visits, just to try to get people to make that connection and trust that, okay, she really is just this normal human being that we can call her. So for me, that was the best thing that came out of the CIA, really making me a much better compliance officer, and I think the recognition of how important being out in the field is.
Laura, what do you see as some of the best results coming out of the CIAs that you monitor?
So I think when an organization manages to integrate their compliance department into being part of the executive leadership and also seen as a fundamental part of the operations and a necessary and important partner, and also the change in mindset. Because if you have a change in mindset and you begin to see compliance as being vital for the success of your business and discovering problems and dealing with risks and trying to put things in place to avoid risks and then developing root cause analyses once you find those risks, all of those things will help you be a better business and more successful in the Medicare and Medicaid space, that is vital. I also want to echo something that Donna just said, which is that whether you are a single facility hospital or a very large chain with entities across or facilities across the country or offices across the country, I think it's very important for the compliance officer and, if you're very large, also the compliance staff to get out and be available and be known to the members of your organization, because that personal touch, whether it's through Skype calls or on-site visits or webinars or national sales meetings, any and every way that you can interact with people on the ground or you can interact with people in whatever way, that will put a face and a personality with compliance, and it will grow their trust such that they feel like they can actually pick up the phone and call you, or they could pick up the hotline, or they could send you an email and let you know, ask questions. Because if they ask questions, then maybe they can prevent problems you can prevent problems from actually occurring. And they can also be your eyes and ears out in the field for what is actually happening.
Well, ladies, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule here at the Compliance Institute to talk about the corporate integrity agreements with me.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having us.